Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to V's After Dark, and you know what time it is. It is 9 p.m., and this is your girl, Miss V, the Toy Lady, and I'm your host for tonight. I want to welcome you to my show, and I want to apologize for being a little bit off hype, but as you know how I do it, I keep it live, I keep it sexy. Oh, my God, I've got such a great show going on tonight, and I got all kind of stuff to say to you. Oh, Lord, let me get back on script and tell you guys what's going on. It's Tuesday. I'm hot. I'm sexy. And Lord, have mercy, this heat is getting to me. But as usual, you know, I got to pay those bills tonight, so I got to let you know that V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. You're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. You could check them out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Oh, my God. Whew. Let's get into, I'm jumping right into this one. Tonight's show topic is trifling people. And the word of the week is appearance. Seriously, do you watch how you leave your house? I'm asking because we need to know. People, you got to start watching how you walk up out your doors. It's crazy as hell what I've been seeing for the past week. But tonight, I've got Neil Soul Artist calling in. Yahaloma, Lord, let me. I've been practicing her name all week, but oh my God, her music is so hot. I've been listening to it all day. I was just listening to it a few minutes ago. That's one of the reasons why I was a little hype. Just because if you've never heard her, she's got a sound that is just totally out there. And whoa. What can I say? I got a chance to listen to it. And as usual, we'll be taking your questions live. And remember, you could call into 646-716-8041 and you can ask your questions. But, you know, I'm going to take her to the hot spot. Hey, Don Calypso, I see you in the chat room, baby. What's going on this week? You know, if time permits, you guys will be able to send your questions to Ask Ms. V. I checked them earlier. We didn't have any questions as of yet, but you know they're always coming in. But before I talk to tonight's guests, I'm going to ask you, have you ever met someone who was on some straight BS? And when I say BS, I'm talking about them straight up trifling people. And congratulations, baby. As you guys know, I talk in my chat room, so I'm getting some messages in the chat room. Congratulations. I'm so glad to hear that. Always a good thing to hear. Trifling people. Lord, how do I go about this? You know what? Before I even get into this topic, let me make sure I follow this script. If you guys want to stay on top of everything that's going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And you can like me along with the business on Facebook at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. And as in every week, I will be doing that live toy demo. And this week's toy of the day is the Lilo Insignia Smart Wand, the medium. I'm using the color purple this week. That's the feature product on the homepage at thetoylady.com, and you can get that for the rest of the week for $150. So sit back, listen, and call in with your questions to 646-716-8041. I've got to talk about this week's topic. first of all, it's a combination, trifling people and appearance. How can I put this? Everybody knows that I also lived an alternative lifestyle. Well, we had a, I'm going to be nice, person set up a date with us this past week. Well, try to. They BS us for 5 hours. Well, I know what BS is, so, you know, you ain't stopping nothing. But you know what? In this day and age, don't play games because you will get called out. But when I say people aren't BS, I haven't been encountering BS all week, you know, from my personal life to work to everything. And you know what? I'm just here tonight to say, if you are a trifling person or you can't tell the truth or you can't be truthful with yourself, you know what? Get real. Keep it real with yourself. But you know what you need to do is make sure that you understand that people see through what you're doing. And appearance. Lord have mercy. I guess this is my biggest pet peeve. Ladies, when you walk out your front door, make sure you're looking your best. Because if you're trying to pick up another chick, if you're trying to pick up a fella, if you're trying to pick up some trash, when you walk out your front door, and teach your daughters this too, when you walk out your front door, put your best face forward. That means face, hair, titties, everything. I'm sorry, I don't agree with this walking around with fucking pajamas on in public. It is crazy. I was out and I saw a young lady, and I'm being nice when I say young lady. I don't know what was going on, but this chick was a hot mess. I understand that it's warm outside, but you know what? Hot mess is worse than being hot outside. Comb your hair. Come on now. I'm tired of hearing black women especially, I got somewhere to go. I got to keep my hair covered up. You know what? That's bullshit. Because if you walked out that damn house, you should have had your hair did. There's no reason to walk out looking like a hot ass mess, even if you're going to the beauty salon. And I'm going to tell you like this. You can put a headband on your shit and throw it back. But walking around with a do-rag and these shower cap looking things, that shit ain't cool. Not only is it not cool, it makes us as a race look like some trifling, ignorant individuals. And I don't care what type of education you got. Walk out the damn front door with your hair combed, with something on your head. Quit looking all stupid. It's crazy and it's not attractive. Pajamas. Pajamas are what they are. Pajamas to fucking sleep in. If you got to walk out your front door with a pair of pajamas on and you're not taking the trash to the curb, go check your wardrobe. Seriously. I know that these college students started this mess because they was going to class in their damn pajamas and they thought it was cute. But ladies, we don't want to see what you sleep in at night. That shit's not cute. It's not attractive. And I'm going to tell you one thing. You better be glad I'm not your mama because I'd be beating your ass. Because that's, you know, that's not acceptable. Just like I don't like sagging pants on no guy. I don't like pajamas and a tank top that you sleep in on a girl. It's just not cool. And you guys have got to start realizing this is the real world. And for all y'all yelling, I don't have a job. If this is the way you walking out your fucking house in the morning, this is why you don't have a job. I'm being honest. When I walk out my house on Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday, if I'm working out, I have on workout clothes. If I'm going to the store, I have on something appropriate for the store. I don't look like I crawled out my bed and then brushed my teeth and kept my pajamas on. It's just not cool. And you have got to start worrying about your appearance. Because if you don't worry about your appearance, you're going to get treated like shit. And that's the reason why a lot of times we get shitty men because we walk around looking like shit. And yes, this is a pet peeve of mine. This goes for trifling people. Trifling and appearance, that shit goes together. And I'm sorry, but I'm a firm believer that if you wake up and you look in the mirror and say, damn, I am a good looking bitch. And you make sure you affirm that by combing your hair. I ain't saying go put the hot irons in it and be it all curled up. But you know what? It only takes a couple of minutes to throw a headband on your head and put a comb through it. Seriously. You do not have to walk out looking like Foo and the goddamn fools. Because this is crazy. And when I'm talking about appearance, ladies, and I'm saying this, I don't give a damn how hot it gets in the Midwest. In the summer or wherever else you live in the country, if your titties are bigger than a damn A cup, put a fucking bra on. unless you got them damn implants that are holding them bitches at saluting, you know, straight ahead, put a bra on, because no bra is not cute. I don't care what age you are, and I don't care if you got the biggest breast in the world. I'm sorry, if they're not firm and perky and saluting everybody that you talk to, you need to have a bra on. It's not cute. I don't care if you're 50 years old, 40 years old, 30 or 20. Learn what some support is. That's what foundation is for. Maybe I'm speaking a foreign language. Foundation. That's what we were taught, to look our best. Hold them girls up. Have them saluting. Make people want you. And quit wearing so many slutty-ass clothes. I mean, seriously, this is the craziest shit. Okay, we're having technical difficulties tonight, but I'm back, and this is what they were preparing us for earlier. And I see you in the chat room. Hey, yes, I see you in there. Welcome to the show. I know you can't respond, but in the middle of my rant, and I know we've had my rants already. I'm still ranting about appearance, but as they say, I'm just going to get this shit off my chest, because trifling people. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, this is 2013. Quit being trifling. You know, be true to yourself. Get up off of the BS. You know, I don't care what the situation is. If you can't do something, just say you're not going to do it. Plain and simple. And maybe I'm just a little bit on the bitter side, but I want to let you know. Get this shit off and going, because it's crazy as hell. But, you know, while I'm ranting for these first few minutes, as I do every week, I want you to know, now that I've gotten it off my chest, I want y'all to know, oh my God, you guys have got to hear the woman who I got coming on, neo soul artist Yahaloma, Lord have mercy. I got a chance to hear her music, and when I say that it's some of the best music that I've heard, I am really one of those people who I listen to a lot of different music. And when I got sent her music, I was like, oh, this shit is hot, you know. And I got a chance to find out some stuff about her background. Oh, my God. We're talking about somebody who talented. I want the whole CD. You know, I hate when they as they say, I get the little teasers. But they tease me with some hot tracks. And I'm going to actually have fun with it tonight, because I got a chance to listen to them. I've been listening to them for the past few weeks. So unlike you guys, you get a chance to hear. If you've never heard, or you definitely got to get on top of it. But I got a chance to hear a lot of it. And like I said, I've been, you know, listening and happy. Her music crosses, oh my God, all genres. And it's just, all I can say is something that, you know, you really don't expect, especially when you guys listen to my show, because y'all know I don't have no good sense. And you know that when I talk about what I like, I don't BS about what I like. I keep it real, and I keep it real serious. Oh, wow. This week, what's going on with Miss V? Because I know that, you know, I keep it real, and you guys get a chance to hear how I am. But, as they say, woosah, I'm back, and I'm having fun. Oh, wow. You know, I always like to introduce my guests the proper way. And, you know, what better way to introduce a guest than with their music? So you guys are going to get a chance to hear some of her music tonight also. But, as they say, if you don't know who you're listening to, it's Tuesday night, and it's 9 p.m., well, right now, about 9:15, so let's get it clear. It's about 9:15, and you're listening to V's After Dark with Miss V, the Toy Lady. And this is V's After Dark, where everyone comes. If this is your first time listening, oh, my God, you're in for a sexual, freaky-ass good time. This is where I act a stone-cold fucking fool, and you have totally uncensored and unfiltered me for two goddamn hours. And that's right, this is the show where if you have virgin ears, and I'm going to repeat this, if you have anything called virgin ears, that means if you are not used to hearing the words such as fuck, suck, pussy, kiss my ass, go to hell, and all these other great words that people talk about. I talk about licking, fucking, and sucking on a weekly basis, and I talk about sex. Yes, I talk about sex, and more sex. But I also throw in some seriousness, like with tonight's guest, the neo-soul artist Yahalama. And I know she's going to correct me on that name, but hey, I'm telling you, I have no problem being corrected. Also, remember, if you want to ask me anything, because remember, I have the Miss V segment of Ask Miss V, you can call in or send your questions. That's right. I've got that email open. All you got to do is send an email to Ask Miss V. That's ASKMSV at thetoylady.com. And I will answer any of your questions. And if you don't want to really get all up and personal, when you go to thetoylady.com, instead of having a contact us page like most websites, guess what? At thetoylady.com, you get Ask Miss V. That's right. If you don't see something on that website that you want, all you got to do is click Ask Miss V. You get a form and you can ask anything you want, from a product that you don't see to public appearances. That's right, public appearances, people. To what's my favorite position? To anything you want. That is the beauty of thetoylady.com. Not only do you get a chance to buy your toys, but you can ask a question at the same time. You can click on that Ask Miss V button, and Miss V will answer your question. Oh, I'm having so much fun tonight, and I'm a little hyper, as you guys know. I do my energy drink. It's a little hot, so I was, trying to bring it up right. But I'm here, and I'm loving it. Oh, my God. It is Tuesday, and it's June. Can you guys believe that it is June? Hey, baby, I see you in the chat room. I can't wait to have you on in a few minutes. That's right, you guys. Now, this is your chance, because my guest is in the chat room right now, and she's going to be asking us some questions. She'll be answering some questions later on, and I'm going to have fun with her, because I love it. And also, you guys know that you can call into the show with your Skype. So if you have Skype, remember, all you got to do is click that Talk to the Host button right there on Blog Talk Radio, and you can be talking to me on the air via Skype instead of calling the phone. That's right. I love having fun and acting like a silly-ass person, because it is Tuesday night. Oh, my God. It is hot. I'm bothered. It's fucking Detroit. I don't know how hot it is where you guys are, but I'm sorry. I've been a Midwest girl my whole life, and this shit is crazy. When I say it's crazy, okay, when you wake up in the morning and it's 72 degrees and you be like, okay, I'm cool, and it's only about 74 by noon, and it hit damn 90 at 5, come on now. This one, them times they say, I want to take my clothes off, and I'm not going to lie, I want to take my clothes off because I ain't going to say I'm going to act ignorant. I ain't going out there butt booty naked. Just so you guys know, I'm not going to be out there walking around naked. So if y'all want to see me with no clothes on, y'all got to keep looking at the pictures, because Lord knows that's the closest I'm getting to walking around with my clothes off. Haven't got quite tight yet. But for those of you who have been following me, you guys know I started Hip Hop Abs. I'm in week 2 of it. Shanti is kicking my ass. But I'm also back doing my running. I have been clearance to run, so hopefully I could drop this weight that I've gained the past few months and get back in tip-top shape, because I want to get back in front of that camera and have some fun. Plus, remember, the Who Is V calendar is still available, so you know I'm going to be acting silly as hell. I miss being in front of the camera, and I miss being out there. Remember, I'm still doing my public appearances, and it looks like we haven't gotten the lock yet, but it looks like we will be in Edison. I'm not going to say for sure, but for those of you who do the Exotica Expos, Edison has been confirmed, and we're in the middle of right now deciding if we're going to go, but there's so many things going on this fall with me, and it's the summertime, so I'm like hot, hot, and hot, and crazy, and silly, and I'm going to be acting so crazy. Oh, my God. I want to know what you guys think. First of all, you guys have got to chime in on tonight's topic, appearance and trifling people. I'm sorry, they're going to always go hand in hand. Ladies, I'm going to be on you guys' appearance all damn summer. So if you don't want to hear about me talking about trifling ladies and girls walking around looking like they a hot-ass mess, don't be seen in front of me. And I mean, oh, another thing. When I say appearance, I'm sorry. If you're not the size of Carrie fucking Bradshaw in Sex and the City, do not be walking around with a damn sundress and a bra on. Baby, it's not cute. Just because she did that shit on TV, I'm sorry. If you have on a bright orange sundress, that's a halter type dress, and you're a damn 34 triple D, Seriously? You don't need that dress on. And you got to wear a damn black bra. Seriously, a black bra? You couldn't find an orange one? Come on now. That shit is crazy. Now, y'all know, I'm going to get on y'all about the appearance. Hot, hot fucking mess. Do your weave, Sadie. Yeah, do your weave, do your wig, do what you got to do. I'm letting you know. Wig, weave time. I'm going to stay all on that. I see you in the chat room, guest, and I want you to know, yes, I'm going to be acting a damn cold fool. Because I'm staying on appearances all summer, and I'm going to be staying on these hot-ass weaves. Okay, if your weave is jacked, I'm about sick and tired of looking on every single TV station in every single city. How are you going to go on an interview on TV, knowing the camera in front of you, and your weave is jacked, and then be acting like you all cute? Seriously, wigs don't cost that much no more. The synthetic looks good, and so does the human hair. Ladies, tighten up your weaves. And if you don't want to wear the weave, get your natural hair tightened up. Appearance. Come on now. We got to worry about how we look. Because I'm telling you, a man will fuck anything. But you definitely can't be not sitting out here being a hot-ass goddamn mess. I'm so fucking hyped on this shit. I can't stand it. I wish my daughter would go out the house looking like some of this shit I done seen in the past week. I think I would stop my car if I saw her and beat her ass on the street. And don't let my mother or relative, so it's not just my daughter. If I saw any of my family members looking like that, hot ass mess, I'd be up kicking some ass, because that's just not crazy. And that's right, y'all know I cuss, I keep it real. So if your ears are virgin, I'm sorry. This is V's After Dark. I just keep it real. I'm unfiltered and I'm uncensored. But remember, all my guests are in the chat room that are not registered to follow me. All you got to do, if you want to talk to me live, because I see Yahaloma, which I know I've probably mentioned her name wrong 50 million times tonight, and I'm going to apologize because she's in the chat room. She'll be calling in a few minutes. And when we're talking to her, yeah, she know I'm going to get up in her business. That's why she listened to see how stupid I am. But before I get into it, oh, my God, I want you guys to know how stupid I am. Yes, and I do amuse myself. So when you hear me laugh, if I'm not laughing at myself, who will? So I want you to know that this is just how stupid and crazy I am on a weekly basis. And I see my caller with their hand raised. But before I go to my caller, well, you know what? Let me go to my I'm going to go to my caller. I'm going to play this song because I want my guests to get a proper introduction. And you guys have got to listen to this song because, oh, my God, it is so hot. You're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes with your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. I'll be back in a few.
Why are you so mean?
Oh my God, that song just works perfect for tonight's show, you know. And if you guys don't know what that is, that's Wicked by my guest, Yahaloma. And I'm telling you, I can't wait to talk to her because, no show with me is perfect. It's not good without a perfect introduction. And if you guys are hearing wind, the wind that you're hearing is because I got a fan blown on me because, bitch, hot as hell already tonight. But without further ado, I want to introduce tonight's guest, Yahaloma.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. How you doing tonight, sweetie?
I'm doing great. Hanging in there, you know. I like what you were saying earlier.
I'm sorry. It's a pet peeve of mine. I get up on my high horse, and sometimes I
That's
up
all right.
That's
okay.
Let my listeners know about you, because I've had the privilege of, like, I got what people didn't get. I didn't have music since me. So tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Yahaloma. They call me Yaya. Anthony B., thanks so much for, you know, hooking us up, because without this, I wouldn't have never known about VS After Dark. I sing with the former lead singer of The Temptations, Mr. Glenn Leonard, on the road, as well as I have my own show. I'm signed with MMMG LLC, that's Major Moves Management, out of St. Louis, Missouri, with Mr. Richard Thomas. The cousin of Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. My mother is Evelyn Thomas, High Energy. I've been in the music industry since I was 4, and here I am. That's about
it. I've been all up in it, and you know, one of your songs I'm going to be playing later on has that Bobby McFerrin feel to it, you know. So when you mentioned that you're his cousin, I was actually listening to it. I was like, yeah. I was like, I can hear Bobby up in that, you know.
Yeah.
And you have, so they say, I know that influence is there. But the song that I just played, Wicked, like I said, that song worked with tonight's topic. And for those of you, I did not pick tonight's topic because of the song. It just kind of worked in with it. But that's a song, you know, that, you know, you just really, that's, tell me a little bit about, because you're kind of calling some folks out without calling them out in that song.
I did. I was very diplomatic. Yeah, no, that song there is about life experience. You know, you see people and they talk and they talk and they promise so many things, or they're so nice in front of your face, you know. Oh, you're so sweet. And then behind your back, it's like, what? They're just stabbing you. Really? Really? So I had to write about it. I mean, you know, these experiences. They're wicked people, man, you know. You gotta
just
leave alone. You can't change them.
Well, you definitely can, and I, as they say, those are the ones I feel with that long handle spoon. But you know what? I had not heard of you until I was introduced to your music about a month or so ago, and all I could do is, I'm in awe. You know what? I always tell people I'm in awe when I get a chance to do something new, because everybody who listens to me know that I love talking about sex. That's what I talk about. So when I get a music artist on, especially someone, I mean, the music is hot, you know. I'm not mad about it at all, but, you know, I always tell people when I get that music artist on, so I try to bring at least one on a month, it always catches me off guard because I never know what I'm going to get, because I'm always like, okay, am I going to like this? You know, am I going to be sitting here saying how hot it is, and it be like some acid rock where I'm trying to figure out what they're saying? I'm always scared. I always have to say, okay, am I gonna like this? So... But your stuff is really hot. I actually shared it. You know, I didn't give it to nobody, but I had people listening through my headset, and they were like, who's that? And I'm like, you got to listen to the show. And here and there, it's like, oh, you're not going to tell us? I was like, no, because I wanted them to know. I'm so selfish that way.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
I'm real selfish that way. I was like, listen to this. Don't you stop. And it's like, oh, who's that? And I'm like, I'm not telling you. You got to listen to my show. When? And that was like a month ago. I was like, they're like, what do you mean a month? I got to wait. I was like, yeah. So they was trying to figure out how I got the music. But it's hot. Like I said, I was only sent 3 songs, and I mean, I went and checked you out, and I was like, damn, you know, you have such an extensive background. You know, I don't even know where to start, because as they say, I feel more privileged interviewing you than anything because, you know, I'm sitting here like, wow, Grammy nominations? You know, I'm still doing my little radio show here, you know, trying to get off the ground. I read your bio and I'm like, oh my God, do I need to bow down? And then I listen to the music.
Don't.
I'm like,
oh. Don't even
I
go
like,
yet.
I was like, it's so
don't even
hot.
Do that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm cool. I'm a straight down to earth person. You don't have to do nothing extra for me at all. I'm real simple person. So
But tell us some of the, I mean, like I said, you know, I'm just so excited. Like I said, I read your bio and I keep going back and rereading it because every time I read it, I see something new. You would think one page, I would get it the first time. But it's like, oh, my God, I pulled out some key things. And, I mean, the biggest thing, I guess, because I'm, like, old school, you know. Wow, where do I start? I mean, you've been playing in bands since 1990. Well, in 1990, I think I was pregnant with my second child. Oh, no, I had given birth to the first one. I think I was pregnant. Had I given birth? Yeah, no, I was probably pregnant again. So I was making babies back in the 80s and 90s. I think somewhere in 90, it was in between. Depending on what time, I was either just probably had a baby and getting ready to have another one. But it's like, wow, George Clinton, I mean, you've opened up with some great acts. I mean, your background is so extensive. And, I mean, I'm shocked that people have not heard of you more. But then you're also a songwriter. So how does it feel, you know, knowing that you've been in the industry this long? Because a lot of times there are a lot of artists out there. And I'm just going to keep it real. There are a lot of artists that people don't know about that when you hear the Grammys, you always think about the big names like, you know, Aretha, some of the old-timers.
Right.
You really don't know who's behind the scenes. I mean, all you hear about is, you know, when you hear behind the scenes, you hear Q and Clive Davis. Those are the names that you hear. You know, you don't hear about the rest of them. You know, we only learned about Randy Jackson because of American Idol, and I'm sure most people thought that was the Randy Jackson from the Jackson 5. They saw him. You know, but when you think about the people behind the scenes, you really don't realize how many Grammy nominations are out there. And, you know, just like Alicia Keys started out as a songwriter and people see her as an artist now, you know, what is it like being in the industry, being behind the scenes, especially with the number of nominations that you've gotten that, you know, people haven't really heard you because your stuff is at a different level. And you do your music in more than one language because I read that you're also, what was it, Carnegie? I'm going to mess it up. You perform somewhere nobody else did. Let me not mess this up before I look real stupid. Okay, the New York's Metropolitan Opera, you know. And
no, that's actually, that one is actually my cousin's father, Bobby McFerrin's father. He was the first Black African American who sang and was contracted with the Metropolitan Opera.
Okay. Like I said, let me not get
it. Robert McFerrin. Yeah.
Because it's just like, you've got so much history. Like I said, I ran that bio and getting everything, and I was like, okay, we got Grammy nominations. We got, you know, I think what keeps saying that with me is George Clinton, you know, P-Funk All-Stars. I'm like, damn, she's been around George Clinton, you know.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
You know, and then, but then to go from the king of P-Funk to also being with Mary Mary, which I also admire. I mean, you have covered the whole genre, and how have you managed to stay calm and afloat in this industry, being able to cover so many genres? Because everybody can't do that. You hear a lot of people who just get stuck in that one genre. How have you managed doing that?
I stay true to me and what I want to do. You know, it's a lot of, let me think, it's just a lot of things that you go through in life. You go through the ups and the downs, ins and the outs. You want to write about it, you know. It may not be you singing it, but you want to write about it. So I stay true to my writing. Sometimes I want to scream, you know, and I write about it. And sometimes I want to be sexy, and I write about it. So, I mean, we all have to realize that, yeah, people get stuck in that genre. You know why? Because people like them in that genre. People, they're fans, and they stay in there. But it doesn't mean that they're not writing for other artists that aren't in that genre.
And maybe because
and like
I got a chance
Alicia
to see your bio.
Yeah.
Oh, you could go on. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's like you were saying Alicia Keys was a writer before she was a singer. Well, who she wrote for? What is she writing for people that are in her same genre? Or is she, you know, has she written outside of it? When you're behind the scenes, you have the liberty to do other things besides what people know you for, you know? So, I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because you get to express yourself, and that's what I like.
And especially in the music industry, I mean, it's an industry that, you know, with the ups and downs and the things that go on behind the scenes, I think that a lot of people right now, and I'm going to touch a little bit on this later on in our interview about there's so much, all we see right now is on VH1 about the hip-hop industry and, you know, love and hip-hop. And I think that a lot of people have the misimpression that that is the entire music industry. And that's not even the music industry, in my opinion. You know, but like I said, I'm going to touch on that a little bit later because I am going to ask how you feel about that. But, you know, I'm intrigued because part of your bio talked about some of your music being featured on the soundtrack for some European TV shows and for Dawson's Creek. And like I said, it's been a while since I've seen Dawson's Creek, but, you know, I was like, wow, she's on there. Now I want to go call on the TV to find Dawson's Creek. So, I mean, I'm serious because it's just like, you know, to, like I said, to a lot, and like I said, I'm just blessed to be able to say that I'm not talking off the side of my neck because I know that a lot of artists have more notoriety overseas than they do in the U.S. How has is your notoriety equal or are you more popular overseas or how does it go for you?
You know, I don't know. I know. I don't know. It's, you know, you reach a few people here and there. And you really don't know where they're at. People move around so much. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I could tell you, though, that growing up in front of people with my mom and going out on tour with my mom, I might be more known because of her in Europe, but I don't know.
Well, I could tell everybody, you know, for somebody who's done traveling overseas, I knew about Keith Sweat before he got to the U.S., and actually at the time we had a record shop, so when I called home, actually I came home to visit, and my dad was ordering new music, and I was like, you got to order this Keith Sweat, and he was like, who is that? And I actually heard him in Japan first, and it was funny because no one knew who he was here in the U.S., and when I told my dad about it to order music, we were, like, laughing because, like, 2 months later, you know, he's like, you know, that music is hot. And I'm like, okay, what are you talking about? It was already hot overseas. So I know sometimes something that may take off over there early on may or may not take off here. And that was one of the things I got the privilege of being overseas, hearing some artists that, you know, were already U.S. artists, but they had taken off overseas. And that's one artist I got a chance to hear, you know. Little did I know that all he was going to do was going to beg his whole career. I thought that maybe we would have got more than the bacon. You know, but, okay, Keith Sweat, if you're listening, no disregard, baby, but, I mean, you was begging for the pussy for a long time. I'm sorry, every single song, you know. The first, I was, like, cool with the begging. I was like, damn, I like this. But you kept begging. Damn, dude, you know. I'm not going to keep throwing my drawers at you if you keep begging.
Yeah, Europe, actually, overseas, they actually appreciate music a lot better than the United States. For some reason, you know, you go over there, and people actually appreciate the time and the effort that you put into your album. I mean, an album could take a year, 2 years to make, you know, from the writing process. Then you have the musical process of the writing. You got to get all the notes, and then you got to combine it, go in the studio, make it happen. I mean, you got to pay people to come in. You got to take time off to come in. And sometimes the writing changes in the middle of the song. You got new lyrics. By the time you finish, you got one song done.
And like I said, I have no clue about the music industry other than some of the things that I see and some people that I know. And then like they said, I'm very, as they say, fortunate enough to just know quite a few people in the industry who, as they say, I always get the after product, so I never know how long it takes, you know, unless somebody say, well, it took this person this song to make it. I'd be like, really? That's mm-hmm. not hot. Are you kidding? You know, I just kind of,
yep.
and it, I get the kind of looks because I think, I know, I never think about how long it takes you guys to put the time into your craft and to really get it going. And, oh, my God, I'm just, I mean, your music is so hot. And like I said, I'm going to be honest, for the first time, even though I got questions for you, it's like I'm intrigued, and I never get this intrigued with a guest where I just, like, have 5 million questions, and I'm trying not to jump all over the place and sound like a little scatterbrained person, because I'm not scatterbrained.
Okay.
For you guys who are listening, I'm not scatterbrained. But if you guys saw this bio, you know, normally I get a bio, and it's got one or two things in there, and then I got to kind of get it really going. Okay, her bio has so much where I'm trying not to do too much because there's so much information on there. I mean, her bio could be a book in itself of who's who and who she's worked with. And all I could say is that, you know, I'm really, first I got to say I'm happy that you came on. But part of your bio had about the Temptations review. Are you still doing that, or is that something that you were doing in the past?
No, actually, we're getting ready to go out and in August, we just finished rehearsal. That's why I didn't call in until 9:30. We just finished rehearsals. We're going up north to Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota. We're going to Texas sometimes next year. We're going to Europe. We're going everywhere. And, yeah, so we'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe, Chicago, downtown Illinois, in August, at the end of August. I think that's one of the main stops. And then we're everywhere.
Yeah, because like
everywhere.
I said, I was
and we're still working with, but it's not the Temptations Review, because that's a different show. That's a different show. What we're doing is we're doing Hitsville Live, which is it's a review of Hitsville. It's a review of Motown with an original Motown artist, Mr. Glenn Leonard, who was the former lead singer of the Temptations, and I get to work with him.
And that's
talk about you get stoked. I get starstruck, and he teases me on stage, okay? He looks at me, and he knows I'm messed up. He's like, stop it. So, yeah. So it's a tough thing, though, because you got to be on point, but it's great. It's just awesome. And I get to work with one of the former singers from the Platters, Versile Whitaker. I also get to work with one of the former singers of the Marvelettes, Brenda Waddy. So, yeah, I get to work with a lot of cool people.
And I want to ask you something, because, see, I, like I said, your bio just gave me so much information. I think if my dad knew that I was interviewing you with this bio, he probably would be doing backflips, which is something that he don't know how to do. So I didn't tell him because I want my father in one piece right now. But I got to make sure I get this right because I have it in front of me. You did some co-writing on the Commodores Brick House. How was that? Because that's like.
I didn't do the. Okay, what happened was the gentleman that actually owned, works with the Commodores, Mr. Clyde Orange, Walter Orange, is a good friend of mine, and we did a project together called Hear the Cries of the Children. It's called, goodness gracious, We Hear the Cries. And we did this with Craig Deonta, who was a child activist. He had lost his children. They got kidnapped to Africa, and we thought that this would be a great cause to donate the money towards any kind of, missing children. And we sat down, we wrote it. And we wrote it with Michael Manley and Frank Cornelius of the Cornelius Brothers and of course, Clyde and myself. Went up for 8 Grammys. I went up for writing, and I went up for singing and vocals. So it was really cool. It was one of those projects that were out of love, something that, you know, you don't really make a lot of money out of, but you do it because, you know, you want to make sure that the children know that you care, and you want to make sure the parents know that you care about their children, even though you don't know them. And that's why we did the project together. Hello?
You have to see if it gets cluttered correctly. But definitely, you know, still, you know, even with the bio and with your activist work, you know, that right there shows another side. And that's one of the things, you know, that I do love about my guests. My guests come in and they enlighten me. Because it's not always about me being silly and asking my sex questions. I am a deep person, you guys. I care. I still talk about sex, but I still care. I'm going to get these sex questions in. But, you know, it's just really so deep, especially when you look at a person's bio and you listen to their music. And, I mean, I'm going to play another one of your songs in a minute. And before I play it, I want you to actually give me a little bit of background on it, because the song I'm going to play is beautiful. And give us a little bit of background on this song, because it is really, you know, this is the song, as they say, wicked, started out kind of hip-hoppy, you know, not really hard, but this one is kind of mellow. And like I said, I've had a chance to listen to it. So, and all your titles, one thing I can say, you know, where all your titles, you know, I don't know if it's just the ones that I was saying, because I got one word titles. I was like, wow, this is happy, beautiful, wicked, you know, what else am I going to hear? Ugly, stupid, green, you know. I was like, what's the, I mean, and nothing against you. It's just like when you see the one word title, you know, because it's like I'm, you know, when you get some of these old schoolers, you know, flashlight, you know, you think of like all this. And you know, nowadays you got a title that's 20 words long, baby, let me fuck you, you know. But, and then you got parentheses. Yeah. Hit it from the back end. Oh, what's your name? You know, when you finish the title, you'd be like, well, what was the name of it? And you try to listen to the song to get the title, and it's like each one of your songs, it was like one word, happy, beautiful, wicked. So I was like, okay, what am I going to get? You know, what's going to be the next one? Is it going to be stupid, ugly, green, you know? But, I mean, I liked it. Their one words, no pun intended. It was just kind of strange because I don't normally get one word titles. You know, I'll get the, you know, you thirsty or something. Always, I could find the crazy titles. I could probably make up some new titles, but it's probably some songs that got titles that really aren't their titles because I didn't sit there and gave them a title because I couldn't figure out what they were called. But
I've done that.
But tell us about Beautiful.
Beautiful is a song that I thought about all the things that life was really about. Things that we take for granted every day. You know, everybody is so sad. They ain't got enough money. You know, they ain't got enough this. They ain't got a big house. They ain't got a Mercedes Benz. They really? But what you do have, you know, you don't take into consideration that that is a blessing. Because the things that you have, someone has less than you. So beautiful is waking up in the morning and looking at your daughter. Beautiful is waking up in the morning. Beautiful is eating food. People don't have food everywhere. Getting dressed, you know, just the simple things in life is beautiful. And that's why I wrote the song, Beautiful.
Well, with that nice introduction, I'm going to play Beautiful for everybody so they can hear what you're talking about. You guys, you're listening to V's After Dark with your host, Ms. V the Toy Lady, and I'm getting ready to play Beautiful by Yahalama.
When there's no money to be found, clothes that I wear, even hand beautiful right there in front of ya. I tell you, I love it all. Just wanna share it with you. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So beautiful.
Oh, my God. You guys, you were just listening to Beautiful by my guest tonight, Yaha Lama. And for those of you who want to have any questions or you want to just say hi to my guest, remember, you can call in to 646-716-8041. We're live until 11 p.m. And you're listening to V's After Dark with your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. And I'm back on the air with my guest, the beautiful Miss Yaha Lama. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
And tell us about Beautiful, because that is one, you know what, that's one of them songs where I want to sit back. If I got high, I would be blowing up, I would be firing up a joint. Okay, for y'all, I don't get high, but that's one of them songs. You know, you fire up a joint or you have a drink. I'll rephrase it. I'm going to have a drink. I would, nice glass of champagne. We're not talking about no hard liquor. We're talking about nice little glass of champagne, a few candles. Sit back and just enjoy it, because that was nice. And actually, that song reminded me when you were talking before we went to the break and listened to the song, and you were talking about the struggles that people have. I have a good friend of mine who's currently in Ghana. She's actually over there teaching, and she'll be back Thursday. And she has allowed me to share her journey via email. She shared her journey with us that were here. She was over there for 6 weeks, and she was just talking about the things that were going on over there and seeing the different things. And that reminded me, you know, again, how beautiful and how lucky we are. And that song was really touching. And, you know, I want you to give us some more insight on it. I know before we went to the break you talked about it, but just, you know, what, you know, aside from the everyday struggles, what else was your inspiration for that song?
My inspiration, I have to say, the eyes of the children. You see these children, you know, I work with children a lot, and you see the eyes of the children, and you look at them, and they haven't eaten anything, and you question, why haven't you eaten? You know, you give them food, you give them clothes, you give them shelter. They're so innocent, you know. When you see yourself as a child, you don't see that. You're fed every day. You got clothes every day. You know, your parents did what they could to take care of you. You were blessed. But nowadays, some people just don't deserve to have children. You know, they don't deserve it because they don't know how to take care of a child. They don't give them the right things. A child needs love and caring and food and clothes and shelter. And some parents just never learned how to be a parent from their own parents or wherever they were brought up. We got so many foster children. We got so many things going on in the world. And like I said, people take for granted. Just look at your life right now. Look at your life. Do you have everything you need? Because if you have everything you need, then you should be satisfied with that. At the moment, you're fine. But everybody in the world does not live like you. Right now, people that live lower than you think you are living like a king or a queen. You know, be appreciative. Yes, we all have dreams. We all have things that didn't work out right. So what? So what? What do you have now? When you wake up in the morning, are you sad because you see your child smile at you? You know what I mean? Be appreciative. Take the time and say, wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's
and
why I wrote
that,
the song.
And I was going to say, with that, appreciate your parents. I know I speak to my mom every day, and everybody isn't blessed to have a parent, you know. You just got so deep on me. I just went to a brand new level, you know. But definitely be appreciative. And for those of you, like I said, I know y'all hear me talk about sex, and because I don't talk about my mom that much. She'll freak too. But you know, I am appreciative. We talk every morning, and, you know, you do have to, a lot of people take for granted. And like I said, that song is one of those deep songs. I mean, but see, I could see me sitting back having some wine and some candles. You know, I could do some more with that song too, you know. I know that probably wasn't your intent when you made it, but...
Yay, that's fine.
But, you know, I'm going to keep it real, you know, sit back, have a drink, you know, might lead to some other stuff, but it's a really nice song. You know, all jokes aside, I really like the song. Like I said, the music that was sent to me, I'm just like, I didn't tell people, I'm not sharing. Y'all got to go with the CD. I'm serious. Speaking of getting the CD, how can people contact you and how can they find you? Because I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm going to be straight up because we're talking woman to woman. You are a hard person to find. You know, I'm on there. I had to find your Twitter page. I'm like, okay, where is she at? I got the Twitter page. I was looking. I was like, okay, you know, you are really like the incognito. Okay, for those of y'all who think I'm being funny, there are some words I cannot say. Incognito. And I probably just said it wrong. That's I have a learning and a speech impairment on some words because I try not to say ghetto because I know the proper words, but I do have a problem with some words. You know, some people can't say hi or there. I can't say words with G that have a G in the middle of them, right? But we know what I mean. But you were really hard to find. All with that saying. Because I know y'all saying, really, is she drinking? No, you were hard to find. And for one,
right.
I ain't going to lie. I was like, okay, am I spelling this right? Because your name, and that's something I really want to ask you about because you are African-American. But
yes.
Your name, when I first saw your name, and don't laugh when I say, well, you can laugh because I'm sure you might have heard it also. When I saw your name, I thought about, remember A Different World and Dwayne's girlfriend, the one who was part Asian and part black, and what was her name? It was a weird name. And that was the first thing I thought about. Because your name looks Japanese to me. So when But I thought, and like I said, I know I just went really ignorant right there. I know y'all said, how ghetto can she be, but... I didn't say I wasn't ghetto sometimes, but at least I went to a different world where there were college people. But remember when they kept joking about her name because nobody could pronounce it right, you know, especially Whitley who couldn't get it right. And now, for the life of me, I cannot remember that girl's name on there, but she had the Japanese name. And when I saw your name, I was like, wow, her name looks Japanese. And I was like, wow, you know. And it was really a compliment because when I looked at it, I was like, wow, what's the meaning? I didn't get a chance to look up the meaning of your name because I always like to know what people, when people have unique names, there's normally some type of meaning behind it. So is there a meaning behind your name?
There is a meaning. People call me Yaya for short because a lot of people, they torture it. It's Yakoma, Yalahamalamala. I mean, people really go there. I mean, you did a great job. You did a great job. Yahaloma is actually Hebrew, and it means diamond. It's Hebrew. I'm a Hebrew.
Okay.
I am a Hebrew. I keep the commandments. I go through the New Testament. I believe in Yahshua, which is his Hebrew name. And I thought that I identify with that, and I want to make sure that people know that that's what I identify with. And so my name is Yahaloma, and I like that name.
Well, it's a beautiful name, and I know that, like you, I think you, before you came on the air, I was like, okay, I know I'm probably messing up her name, because I've been practicing your name for a few weeks. I was like, okay, I kept looking at it, I was like, okay, let me make sure I'm pronouncing this right. I was like, I'm going to mess this up, and she's going to probably have a fit, because I can't stand when people mess up my real name. And no, you guys are not going to have me pronounce my real name on the air, so hang it up. It won't come out. I know y'all say, damn, we thought we was going to hear it. No, you're not going to hear my real name. But people butcher my real name on a daily basis. So
yeah.
I try not to butcher names because I can't stand when my name is butchered. And people have gotten yelled at for butchering my name, especially when I tell it to them three times and they still can't get it right. So if I butcher, I know you said I didn't, but I've been practicing. Like I said, I've had a few weeks, and I'm like, okay, let me make sure I get this right. And I, you know what? I felt like I was in first grade because I actually started sounding out, because actually your name is pronounced the way it sounds for those of us who have been through elementary school past third grade, you know, not trying to be funny, guys, but if you know your vowels, A-E-I-O-U, remember A-E-I-O-U, and then you look at your Y and your H and how it's spoken, okay, it's right here. I didn't know if there was some silent letters in there, but actually, if you look at your phonics, I know I'm saying a foreign word, but phonics, go back to elementary school, actually use your phonics and sound out her name. That's what I did for the past month.
Yeah, it actually is sounded just the way it's spelled, Yahaloma. And like I said, people call me Yaya for short because, I get a little pee-pee when people call me Yakoma or Yahamalamala.
Where did you get that from? You know what?
I don't know where they be getting it from, though.
If those of y'all who think I'm being funny, this has nothing to do with race because people of all cultures butcher names. They will butcher their own name, so do not think I'm being funny when I say something, because believe me, I have had every single culture butcher my regular name, and I know that I have watched them butcher some of their own names, and there's a Saturday night skit out there about butchering names. So I always remember, and it kind of makes me think about that Saturday night skit with the butchering of the names because of how they did it, but... definitely, I like your name, and I like that meaning diamond. I mean, if I were ever brave enough to push out another baby, other half, don't even get no ideas. It's not happening. No way. My youngest will kill me. So just because I said if I ever got brave enough, it's not going to happen, dear. I know you're probably out there listening. It's not going to happen. So get that happy face off and just realize we're going to enjoy each other. We have dogs. He likes to hear when I say baby every now and then. I'm like, nope, let me bring you back. Youngest is 22.
Yeah.
Not trying to make that one a big sister. Plus, I like traveling. I just had one of my cousins ask me to have a baby for them. Are you crazy? I was joking with them because I told them they need to have another baby. They're younger than me. I said, y'all can have another baby. That child needs another sibling. And they looked at me and told me I wasn't too old, that they didn't have time to have another baby that I could have one. I said, listen, if you want your baby to have some problems, let me have it. I said, because I drink too much, and I'm not giving up my alcohol. I said, I drink too much, and I travel too much. I said, that child that has some problems, that child will come out saying, freak, fuck, wow, mommy, your titty's kind of lopsided. I said, you don't want me to have no baby because that one will come out talking smack. Y'all would be like, who's child is that? That's not ours. I said, you don't want me to have no baby for you. I said, because with the way my mouth is, I'm probably not going to be a good role model when I become a grandmother. If I ever become one, I want to be a good role model. I'm going to be the grandmother that's going to be talking about, baby, you ain't old enough to go to the club yet? Shit. Let me take you to your parents till you turn 21. You can't go to the club. I'm not going to be a good grandmother. I'm letting y'all know. Do not send your children to me if you want a role model. I don't claim to be that right now. I'm reliving my 20s. Them years that I was raised in children, I'm reliving them. Let me be. Maybe when I turn 70. Nah. 70-year-old women are hot now. Maybe when I turn 90, because maybe at 90 I can settle down, because 73-year-old woman, and I got to put this in here. You guys know that I just started back running, and me and my mother ran a 5K on Saturday. It takes, me and my mother are competitive, and she doesn't run as fast as I do. She's a walker. But a 73-year-old woman beat the shit out of both of us. She ran a 12-minute mile. My mother said that she had to get out there and do better. And I used to run a 12-minute mile before my accident. But so I take that back. I'm going to still be partying at 70, you guys. So probably when I turn 90, I'll slow down. So don't bring me your children if you don't want them to know about freaking and fucking before I turn 90, because they're going to hear it. I'm still having these conversations with my grandmother and my grandfather, and they're in their 80s. And we talk about fucking still. So for you guys who think, oh, people don't talk about it, don't come around my family, because we have the sex conversation at least once a day. Somebody, we always talking about it. And I talk about it with all ages. But, oh, wow. I'm just, like, loving having you on. And I haven't even gotten to my girl talk with you, because, see, I got to watch what I say, because, you know, as they say, when I'm talking to somebody with the neo-soul, I never, you know, I don't want to cross that line. But I'm still going to get freaky. But y'all who say she holding back, no, I'm not, because she already know I'm going to be a stone cold trip. I'm still being business. Like, for those of y'all who think I'm holding off, I'm getting up in her business. Don't even worry about it. Don't even think I'm not getting up in her business. Because if y'all think I'm not, I wouldn't be me. But now that I done talked about getting up in your business, I want to know. And I'm not getting up in it yet. I'm just preparing you. So you're sitting over there laughing. You just don't know. I might ask you who you fucked last night. So don't be sitting there laughing. Then you be like, I might not ask for names, but I might be asking for details. You know, I be like, got some, what is it, some Dennis Rodman details or something. You know, you don't know what might come out of my mouth. I don't know what's going to come out most of the time when I go there. But it's all in good fun. Just remember that. I don't mean no harm. And you can always pass on the question. But
okay.
You got this song, Happy, and I'm loving Happy. Happy is the song that when I listened to it, before I had read your bio, I heard the song. And I was like, bam. I was like, listen to that beat. And I let one of my girlfriends, because y'all know I'm old, I let one of my girlfriends hear it. And she's 4 or 5 years older than me. So, you know, we're all from that old school time frame. And the first thing, I was like, damn, I know this beat. I know this beat. And she was like, you know that? That kind of sound like Bobby McFerrin. I was like, this is not Bobby McFerrin. And then I read your bio, and next thing I see, Bobby McFerrin in your bio. And Happy actually has that Don't Worry, Be Happy feel to it. So was that coincidence, or was it just something that, you know, and I know sometimes it could just, they have nothing to do with each other a lot of times. It'll just be that feel bees there. And sometimes when you're in the same family, it just be there. So how'd you come up with Happy?
There.
Like I said, that, when you listen to it, like I said, my coworker, and I had not looked at the bio yet, so when she heard it, you know, she was like, damn, that sounds like, you know, I know that beat. And both of us knew that it sounded like Don't Worry, Be Happy. And when you go back and listen to it, I was like, wow, it do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, at the time that I wrote that song, I was nowhere near happy. I was miserable. I was going through a bit of bout of some difficulty with other people, and it made me miserable. And I didn't like feeling miserable. So I said, well, you know, what do I do with this misery? And I don't like writing miserable songs. I'm not a miserable songwriter. I'm very positive. And I said, well, I got to be happy. No matter what, I just got to be happy. So I wrote a song. I said, I got to be happy. Just be happy. You know, not don't worry, be happy, but just be happy. It was just, and I didn't go for trying to sound like my cousin. You know, I was just trying to get out of the gut that I was in and just the hole that was dug for me to live in. I wanted to get out of it, you know. And the song actually did help when I was writing it and going through the beatbox, you know, and just getting all the vocals, because if you listen to that song, it doesn't have any instrumentation in it. I think it only has drums. That's it.
And for those of you who are listening, I do have it playing a little bit in the background. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I decided while she's talking about it, put it on. And we've got that
It's got the harmonica. It's got a couple of things in there, but I wanted it just to be mostly vocals because, like I said, I want it to be uplifting, and I just wanted it to be something that anybody can sing. You know, you don't need a keyboard. You don't need anything. All you just need is your little. You can sit on your porch if you know how to play a harmonica, and just go at it. You know, and lift yourself out of the hole that other people dig for you.
And that's a really uplifting song. I know my listeners are like, really? But, I mean, I know you guys hear it, and I'm going to keep it playing in the background when we're talking because it's just that type of uplifting. This is the type of song that wants you could just bounce in your chair to it. As they say, if you don't dance, this is not the one that you get up in. As they say, we're not trying to beatbox. But
right.
It's just got that feel. You sit back, as they say, for you old schoolers like I am, I dance in my chair a lot. But I bounce my head, and this is the Bounce Your Head song. You know, the one that say, yeah. You know, and I really like it. And then, like you said, there's not a lot of music going on with it. You know, it's all vocals. And here's someone doing a lot of acapella. That's not the norm nowadays.
No.
And with that, you know, I'm going to ask. I know you don't because I could tell from listening and speaking to you. And for those of you who... If you listen to her speaking, you listen to the songs I play, you can tell she's not using auto-tune. You know, a lot of people use auto-tune.
No, I don't even know. I don't believe in it.
Well, you know, a lot of people do using auto-tune. I know y'all saying, okay, craziness, how you know about this? I know a little something. I can't sing, so I know about auto-tune. I would sound fabulous if I sang, because auto-tune can make me sound good. It would. They'd be like, wow, we know you sound like that. Yeah, I know I can. I'd be the lip-syncing queen. I make Milli Vanilli look good. They'd be like, wow. I'm the first one to admit, I sound good to me. I ain't going to lie. I know I sound good to me. I sound good to me in the car. I sound good to me while I'm driving down the street. I sound good. Now, the rest of the world tell me don't think about his career, but give me some auto-tune. I'll be just like Kim Dozier.
I don't use it for a reason. I feel like, and I've come a long way. A lot of people have told me, you know, you need to do this. You need to do that with your vocals. You need to do this. And I go over to the drawing board. I take it all. I it's only going to make me better. And so, I don't use it because I want to say I did it. You know, my fear is to sit on my porch when I'm about 90 years old saying I wish I could have, should have, would have. And that's a nightmare. You know, so I don't want auto-tune because I want to say I did that. I did that. I was in the studio and I sang all of it and they didn't have to use auto-tune in my voice because it was all good.
Well, you know, when you look at artists like... the pet, like Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder both who started out young. Actually, not having auto-tunes is the best thing because when you heard the transitions in Michael's voice from being a child to an adult, you know, you really wanted to still listen to that music. You didn't say, okay, well, he don't sound like this no more, because you're able to relate to ABC from when he was a child and then his music when he became an adult because you heard that transition in his voice. And the same thing with Stevie Wonder, which a lot of people didn't realize. I know that everybody thinks auto-tunes is the norm, and I guess I'm old enough to know that auto-tunes isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you think about when music came out, there were no auto-tunes. It was, you know, and a lot of times it wasn't, everybody was using live bands. You weren't even going into a studio. If you were in a studio, you had a full band there and doing everything. You know, there wasn't this sending over the internet and somebody do the music here and then you got the music and you talking, singing over it. I know what y'all be doing now. Y'all could be in five different places at the same time.
Yep. Yep.
It sound like y'all are all together.
Yeah, it's a good thing though because you get to work with people you wouldn't normally work with. People overseas, people in all the way on the West Coast, you know. I've done vocals and background vocals with people that are in in London. And I'm here in Florida, sitting behind my computer, doing my own vocals. Now everything that you've heard, I produced it, I wrote it, I did all the music for it too. And anybody that like the harmonica player that came in for Happy, I sang those parts to him, and I told him exactly what I wanted.
And that's fabulous. And now I'm going to ask you a question because I told you I was going to hit on this later on. What do you think about the way they're portraying, and I'm just going to say the hip-hop side of the music because I don't know how the other sides of the music are being portrayed, but what shows like Love and Hip-Hop where, in my opinion, that is a very negative outlook on the African-American community, especially in the music industry. How do you feel about that? Because that's something that I've been wanting to ask a few people about because I want to hear other people's opinion, and I'm going to give my opinion, but what do you think about how they're portraying some of the African-American community on Love and Hip Hop, both shows, the Love and Hip Hop, the one that's out of New York and out of Atlanta?
Right. Well, first of all, I want to say that you can't judge an entire race of people off of a few people. So the show itself is portraying a few people. It's not showing everyone that's involved in the whole entire genre of that particular music, and not everyone agrees with the way that's being, you know, brought forward because it doesn't represent everybody. It represents a very few amount of people. Also, you have to realize that these artists come out from, like, you know, some of them come out from the toughest of neighborhoods, and some of them never even seen the toughest, but they're trying to portray a tough attitude because they think that's what sells. And the young children are grabbing a hold of this and thinking, oh, I got to be like them too because that's cool or that's hip or whatever they say nowadays, you know. I'm down with that. No, it's not cool. I don't think it's cool because in the business world, if you see these same people go to the office, not a camera in front of them, they don't act that way.
Well, you know what, and that's the one thing, you know, I tell everybody because I know people in the industry, and being here in Detroit especially, I know a few people in the industry, and I just kind of laugh because the music industry that's here crosses all the different genres. You know, you've got your R&B side, you've got your rap side, and I'm just laughing because I'm like, okay, I know some of these people, you know, I have dinner with some of these people. I go out with some of these people, and I'm like, okay, I can tell you I've never seen so many. Here in Detroit, I'm just going to speak from Detroit. Maybe if they did Love and Hip Hop here, it might change. But in Detroit, the people that I've seen who are in the music industry, be it rap, R&B, jazz, neo-soul, I have never seen any of them with their spouses or significant others get up in the club and be throwing drinks. I don't know First of all, good alcohol is bad. You know, I don't waste no good alcohol. I do not have time to be throwing drinks on people. I'm drinking my alcohol. It costs too much. But where are these, you know, what is this coming from? Because I've even talked to other people in different cities. I'm like, are you kidding me? I've never seen so much alcohol throwing in. I have a problem with it just because I do know people in that industry. And I'm like, okay, this is not the real thing, you know.
Right.
And when I see it, my biggest thing is that I see a negative portrayal because that is not everybody. Like I said, I do know people in that industry. So I'm like, okay, but they don't do this, you know. I haven't gone to a club and had some chick walk up to me and talking about she done did somebody's man or something. You know, I just don't see that.
Right. Uh-huh.
These women that are on there, you know, they're not all in their 20s. We're talking professional women, some of them, who have chosen to be on this show who I'm like, okay, are you seriously? Especially, I think one of the women says she has a cleaning business. Okay, if you have a cleaning business, we know good and damn well you're not acting a fool like this at your business. So
right.
I'm like, okay, what's going on? And that's my only problem with it. I mean, I know that at the end of the day they say it's reality TV. I don't think that's reality. I think that it's scripted. That's just my personal opinion. Just because
right.
I do know quite a number of people in the industry. And when I see that, I'm like, uh-uh. Because these women, the women that I know that are behind the scenes definitely are not throwing drinks. They don't have time to meet each other. I mean, like I said, maybe I know the wrong women, but all the women that I know who are behind the scenes are doing what they're supposed to, and they're not sitting back driving Bentleys and getting BMWs as gifts and stuff like that. And that don't mean that they significant other is not making that money. It just means these women have their own careers, and they don't have time to be yelling at another female or worrying about who's sleeping with who because they got their own lives to worry about. And, I mean, it kind of disturbs me that you've got a lot of these women that are on there who have children. And I know why their children are on there. That I'm glad the children are on there. But the fact that you see grown women with children acting like a stone-cold fool, that ain't cool to me, you know. And like I said, and it's not just our community because then what you got, that stupid mob wives where you got them acting the fool, and I'm sure all these women don't act the fool on a daily basis. I mean, it's just, like, intriguing to me how many shows you got out there. You got basketball wives acting the fool. You got mob wives acting the fool. I don't know if they still got the baseball wives, but they were acting a fool. You got Love and Hip Hop acting a fool. You got Big Rich Texas, Big Rich Atlanta. Yeah, I do a lot of reality TV because I want to see what's going on. Because I'm figuring with all this reality TV, they need to do a reality TV show up on me. I could give them some. But see, they probably they would have to do a blooper reel on me because I cuss too much. You know what? Everybody be a bitch. Bitch, what is your problem? And kiss my ass. So I guess they had to put me, like, on VH1, because VH1 still bleeped that stuff out. They had to put me, like, on HBO or Showtime with my own reality. And mine would be the reality of being a toy lady. This is what I do.
Right.
And I talk about sex. I mean, they probably went, like I said, my reality would be different, because I'd be like, okay, where's my Kettle One? Give me a Kettle One to sponsor it. Because it would be crazy. I just think it's kind of – I think it's funny, but I also think it's sad because I'm more concerned about the number of children under the age of 15 that are watching these shows, because these shows come on in prime time, and people don't put their kids to sleep like they used to. You know, it used to be you could say, what was that thing that came on before the TV went off? It is now 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Right.
First of all, they don't put that out there no more because I don't think nobody knows where the kids are at 10 p.m. at night other than me. I tell you where both of mine are, and they're in two different states. But the majority of the time, 10 p.m., do you know where your children are? That doesn't work. And the TV is their babysitter, and that is really my biggest concern. What people do with their personal lives, if you want to portray it on TV, that's fine. My biggest thing is to make sure that children understand it. This is not the reality. You know, you don't go meet somebody in the music industry and all of a sudden you're living high on the horse, because that's not happening.
Right.
And I think that somebody did something that said they were actually providing houses for some of these shows. I think it came out a few weeks ago about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I guess they rent homes for some of these people when they first come on the show if they don't have a home or something, so that they look like they live in something that they don't. I think it came out about Kenya Moore or something. Like I said, I don't want nobody suing me. So I think.
Right.
There's my disclaimer, people, I think, because it came out about the homes, and I want to say I heard on one of the other radio shows about it. But, you know, just the fact that people see a certain thing and children see it. Like I said, my biggest concern is children. At the end of the day, I'm always concerned about what children see, because that's our future. So now that I've gotten up off my high horse about Love and Hip Hop and what I feel about it, I'd like to hear what people think about it, because that is a big thing. You know, like I said, it's not just our community, because at least VH1 does not discriminate. They make sure they show the ignorant side on all the communities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When they show ignorant, I got to give VH1 credit. They show ignorant black people. They show ignorant white people. You name the culture. If they can show the ignorant side of it, they show it. So VH1, hands down, you don't discriminate for ignorance. You show the ignorant side of them all. I mean, and if y'all not doing it, somebody else doing it, because I think somebody did something about living Amish. I mean, seriously, you know?
Wow. Wow.
Leaving the Amish life and, you know, coming to the city. I mean, I'm serious. This is how crazy some of this stuff is. So I don't have a problem because at least they're not being prejudiced. Hands down, they don't, you know, all the TV stations, you know, whoever is doing it, they're not discriminating. You know, they don't want the short people, tall people, black people, white people, you know, folks who want to have 5 million children, folks don't want to have children. I don't agree with Team Mom. I'm having a problem with the Team Mom thing. That I ain't quite feeling, but, you know, hey, somebody doing it and they making money off of it. Who am I? But they don't discriminate. As they say, if it's ignorance out there, I think they find it in every single community. So I don't feel so bad because guess what? It's ignorant folks in all the communities and they are showing it. Look on TV, people. Black people ain't the only ignorant ones. Look on VH1 and MTV and all them different stations. They show the ignorance in all of them. You know, look at the Real Housewives of New Jersey. That's straight up ignorance. Along with the other ones.
I don't really watch TV too much. So, I mean, I just know that a lot of the TVs are geared towards the ratings. And they're trying to get ratings. And they're going to do what they need to do to get the people to watch the show. So, I mean, I'm not saying it. I don't know if it's scripted or not. I'm just saying, you know, if it's a good show and they think it's a good show and they're going to get people to watch it, then they're going to put it on the show. They're going to put it
people
on.
Like
whatever they can do, you know.
If they want real ignorance, you come to me. I got ignorant for you. I could show y'all ignorant person. And what makes it so sad, I got a whole family of ignorant people. See, we educated ignorant people. I tell y'all, you know, we'll just go through the line of degrees and show our ignorance. I keep telling them, the more education we get in my family, the more ignorant we get. If y'all want real ignorance, come to my family. We all black. But see, we'll give you the different levels. We'll give you bachelor's degree ignorance. We'll give you technical school ignorance. We'll give you master's degree ignorance. And we'll give you our PhD ignorance because we got all them genres covered as far as ignorance. And in my family, the more education you get, the stupider you get. I think that you lose brain cells with more education. So y'all, come on. Y'all want a reality show? Come follow me and my ignorant family because we all got degrees and we all ignorant. And we got real ignorance. We don't even go outside of the family to fight. We fight with each other. You ignorant. You stupid. We make Kim Kardashian look like a saint. No, we wouldn't. I take that back. I ain't even gonna go there. But y'all can get ignorance with us. Like I said, y'all get the educated ignorance with us because we start cussing each other out technically. Like, really? Let's compare degrees. Oh, now I done got amused on myself again. That's not good, people. But I got a question for you. When is your next album gonna drop?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it with a few of the different things that are coming through. And I never want to say when, because I like to have that liberty to have that creativity flowing before I say when. But I am working on some things, and that's what I'll say. But you can always check me out. Just type in my name, Yahaloma, or Yahaloma.com. That's it. It's pretty simple, and that's my website.
And it's a nice website. I got a lot of information off of it. I like that picture on there. Were you on the beach when you took that? Because it's just like that.
I was in Miami. I was on the beach. I was chilling. And we were taking pictures. It was great.
It was really, really, I mean, I could tell you just relaxed on that picture. I was like, okay, I want to be there. That was relaxing. I mean, you could tell that it wasn't like your regular photo shoot. You could tell that you was just really chilled. And they just took the best shot out of all the shots because it didn't look like it was staged. You know how you could look at somebody's picture and say, oh, that was staged for the album or that was staged for that.
Right.
That looked like that was just, like, really relaxed and, like, somebody was just taking pictures and you was like, oh, I think I'll use that one because that looked good. I mean, and that's how relaxing it was, which is good.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I was just chilling on the beach and like, oh, let's take pictures. All right, let's do it.
Well,
and then after that, we just hung out for a little while. So,
well,
it's
that time
good.
In the show where I got to take you to the V-spot. You ready to go to the V-spot?
Go right ahead.
Okay. You know, in the V-spot, I never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth. But for those of y'all listening, I'm going to keep it tame tonight in respect for my guests because everybody can't handle my nonsense, and I've been acting kind of stupid tonight. But I have to ask the one question I asked everybody. You know I sell toys. And being that I sell toys, do you have a favorite toy that you like?
I don't use toys.
We had to get you one. Every woman needs a toy. We had to get you one.
I have my husband.
You can use it with him. You can use
no.
it with him. We have enhancements
no.
for that.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Now, everybody else, they can use the toys. I'll pass.
Okay. Y'all heard that. Because, see, my next question was going to be, was she single? So, you know, that an answer. She got her husband at home. She has a toy. Actually, she does have a toy. She said she has her husband. That's a toy.
That's
you know the things you could do with
toy.
A man?
That's right. See?
The things you could do.
And you have to buy it.
Yeah, but you got that lifelong mortgage, you know. I always tell people, when you get married, there's a mortgage.
That's my mortgage. That's my, you know, I got him before I got into the industry. And he stuck with me all these years. That's my man.
That is a blessing. Mm-hmm. A good man is hard to find, and one to stand behind a woman struggling is even harder. But it's
mm-hmm.
always, you know, and when I say that, I'm not man bashing you guys, because I know y'all like to read into my words. I've gotten too many emails about y'all reading into one little phrase. I said, I'm not man bashing. That's it clear. And see, I have to do these disclaimers because my listeners love to send me emails or I'll get like little tweets about something. And it always seems that one word I say, they'll take it out of context. You know, you was male bashing. I'm not man bashing. Remember, I got a man. I love the hell out of him. Shit. Him, my toys, other toys. His toys. Okay. But, y'all, he do get on my nerves. I mean, shit. Like, y'all don't get on nobody else's nerves. So, I'm not man bashing. I might dick bash sometimes, but I won't male bash. But, yeah, I went there. But, being that you got a husband, and I'm going to be real nice. Okay. And you could pass on this, but if you had to be a porn star, I'm going to give you the porn star question because this is one that if there is a rule that if you were a porn star and porn stars use this question, what would your porn star name be? And they said the porn star names normally come from the name of the first street you lived on growing up and the name of your first pet. So, like, if I was a porn star, and it's actually the name of your first pet and the name of the first street you lived on. So, like, if I were a porn star, my porn star name, according to that scenario, would be Peace Harvard. What would your porn star name be if you were a porn star?
Only because it's a street name, right?
Well,
it's street name.
Your first pet.
My pet.
Of your first pet and the name of your first the street that you first lived on growing up.
Oh, goodness. I have to answer it, or can I pass?
You could pass.
I could pass. I'll say it for all fun. I'll say it for fun. Okay, just for fun. Love Indiana.
Wow. Your pet's name was Love?
Love.
Wow.
And then every time she ate, she used to say, love, 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 love. That's why we named her Love, because she eat and she say love, 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 love. And
then, you know what?
And then we thought it was cute.
And you thought if you were a porn star, that would be a cute name, Love Indiana. I mean, think about it. They'd be like, ooh, that was Indiana. Love
I would be. I would not ever be. You know, that's just not for me.
Well, like I said,
but,
it's what people say if they were a porn star. Because I wouldn't do, well, I ain't going to say what I wouldn't do because I'm too freaky for that. I'll never say never. But if I were a porn star and I went by the porn star names, mine would be Peace Harvard, and I tell everybody, because Peace was my first dog. And don't ask me where that name came from, because I was about 2 or 3 years old. My daddy named that dog. And I grew up on the street, Harvard. So it would be Peace Harvard, you know, which they would probably make me change my name because there's nothing sexy about Peace Harvard, you know. Like, where you get that name from? Hey, y'all said if I be going by the names of my animal on my street. But, you know, I enjoyed having you on. And you know what? I can't wait to hear the rest of your music. I'm actually going to find a way to beg for your CD. But
you don't have to beg. Just hit me up on Yahaloma at yahaloma.com. That's my email. And let me know who you are, and I'll send you one.
Like I said, we were listening to it, and I had folks. Luckily, it was like on my MP3 player, so I didn't have to worry about it walking away. But people were listening to it, and they were like, what is this? Where did you get this from? You know, but what's hot is that your music, just so you'll know, I don't know how many young people follow you, but I have young people in my family. Let's rephrase it. I have my child. We call her Mini-Me. She works with me sometimes.
Okay.
And she likes everything. But when she really likes something, she was sitting there bouncing, you know. And I tell everybody, when my daughter likes something, it's got to be good, because she can normally take my music. And if I'm having a hard time finding music or I need something for the show, she'll be like, okay, Mom, listen to this. And sometimes she'd be, like, way out there. But she was really digging the music. She was like, I'm taking your MP3 player. So I had to hide it from her, because she kept saying, where is it at? Like, no, I'm just going to copy it. You're not copying anything off my MP3 player, because I don't own an iPod. I refuse to get one. But she knows how to transfer from my MP3 player, so she was trying to get it, and I was like, no. Plus, I didn't tell her the titles, so she would have had to look real hard. I got about 200 songs on there, so she would have had to really look through. But she had to listen to my chill music, but she was enjoying it. So I want you to know there's a 20-year-old who was liking it.
That's great. That's good.
And,
that'd be my name.
But I want to thank you for coming on the show. And definitely whenever that CD drops, I want to have you back on, because the 3 songs that I got from this one, I'm loving, and I would love to have you back on. And I promise I'll still be tame. I won't get all up in your business. I'll be nice.
Okay. You're nice. You're great. Thank you.
I try not to say too much because I know. But before I let you go, I want to give my listeners one more time the different ways that they can contact you and follow you, and the different places they can find you at online.
You can find me on Facebook under Yahaloma. It's YAHALOMA. You can also hit me up on my website, yahaloma.com. And from there, you can hit me up on Twitter. There's links to my Facebook. I also am on Instagram. Post instant pictures of the shows I'm at, just random pictures up there. And if you can't remember anything, just put Yaya on tour, and you'll find me there as well.
Now, Yaya on tour, is that Y-A-Y-A?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yaya
just
on tour.
You know, I just want to make sure, because, you know, we had to spell things out for our people.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I have to think like other people, but
yeah.
I really want to thank you, and I enjoyed having you on, and like I said, thank you for letting me know I did not mess up your name, I have enjoyed your music, I've enjoyed the conversation, and definitely got to have you back on when that CD drops, and definitely, you know, whenever you go on tour, especially for but it's the Hitsville. Okay, where are the shows? You said for Hitsville, you said you're hitting Indiana. What are the states again? Just so.
Okay, we're going to be in Chicago, Illinois. We're going to be in Indiana, Michigan. I want to make sure I got it right, so I'm trying to look it up right now. But you can hit it, go to HitsvilleLiveShow.com. That's, again, HitsvilleLiveShow.com. And you can see where we're going to be. It's pretty much up there. Everything's there. And you can order your tickets, pre-order your tickets from the show that we have in Chicago, Illinois. That's going to be at the Hard Rock downtown, which is kind of a cool show. I haven't been downtown in a very long time. I was born in Chicago. So that's, yeah, Indiana. I lived in Indiana, as you know. So that's it.
You said Hitsville Live Show.
HitsvilleLiveShow.com. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to it right now. And
I'm
what I'll
make
do.
Sure here. And,
see, the internet will be acting stupid on me. Any other time, maybe I'm popped up everything.
That's okay. That's okay. But, so we got, we're going to be in Crystal Falls, Missouri. Michigan, at Crystal Theater on the 25th of August. We're going to be in Chicago on the 28th at the Hard Rock. We're going to be in Indianapolis at and also in Edwardsville, Illinois on the 30th, the 29th and the 30th at the Whiteley Theater. There's a lot more shows coming through. We'll be out on the road for about 2 weeks, so you can hit us up anytime. And I'm sure they're posting things up as we go along.
And definitely, you know, I don't know where that Crystal place is in Michigan, but if it gets close to Detroit, I'm going to have to come see you if I'm not running around the country. But definitely, you know, that's a show that I definitely would like to hit. And for those of you who have not listened to her music, make sure you go to her website and check her out, because this is definitely, you know, that I don't give a whole lot of endorsements. Don't give too many at all unless it's for toys. But, you know, when it comes down to my music, I definitely want to say it. And her website is Yahaloma, that's YAHALOMA.com. And remember, you guys, you could go to the chat room, and we're still going to be in the chat room for a few more minutes. But I'm going to thank my guests because we're going to do our show wrap-up, and I'm going to give you guys the live toy demo, and I'm going to tell you who we got on next week. So, Yahaloma, thank you very much for coming on, and definitely I cannot wait to hear the rest of your music, and just thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much. I had a great time.
Okay, and you have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you guys, I want to thank my guests for tonight, Neo Soul Artist Yahaloma, for joining me. I've got some really great guests coming up. Actually, I've got one guest coming up next week, because y'all know it's July, and that is my month. We still got a whole lot of stuff we're going to do next month, but we're going to start off the month with Miss Angel Moore from Tough Love 2. That's right. She's going to be on the show next week. And you know what? I want to know what's going on with Miss Angel. Also, if you want to keep up with things that are going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Or you can like V's After Dark Pleasure Products on Facebook. And there you will see all of my nonsense. And remember, when you purchase from thetoylady.com, you are dealing directly with me, not a middleman, which means that if you have a question or a concern, all you have to do is send it. Remember, go to thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. Click on that link that says Ask Ms. V. A form will pop up and you can fill it out and ask anything you want. That's right. If there's not a product on the website because we did relaunch, all you have to do is send a question and we'll find out about that product. And when I say we, because I do have a staff that works for me, but I do answer those questions. If my staff can answer the question, if it's a product question, they will contact me and let me know that it's a product question. If it's just a product that's not up there that's getting ready to be put up, you will get a response back. But if you want to speak directly to me, all you have to do is put in that comment for Ms. V only. And guess what? They will make sure that I look at that particular message. And that's the beauty of my staff. If you say more, if you say in the comment for Ms. V only, I will respond. And that is the beauty of it. But you can also contact me directly at askmsvthetoylady.com. That's askmsvdatoy. Because this is Ms. V the Toy Lady. And you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right. I come 7 days a week, but on Tuesday night, I come on the air for you. And tonight, I'm going to be doing my featured product of the Lilo Smart Wand, the medium one. I use purple because y'all know I love that color purple. But my toy demo will be that wand. If you want to take a look at that product, you could go to the page of the site. It's on the home page, and that is $150. And I know you say $150, is it worth it, baby? When it's rechargeable, it is more than worth it. And for those of you who are Hitachi fans, this is just another toy to go with your Hitachi. You can never have too many toys, and yes, I'm going to always say that. Oh, my God, I had such a great show tonight, you guys. And I just had to say again, thank you to my guest, Yahaloma. And remember, if you've missed any parts of this show, all you got to do is re-listen to the replay. 5 minutes after the show goes off the air, you can go back and listen to the show in its entirety on the website. And you can also listen to all past shows on thetoylady.com. That's right, thetoylady.com, which is the official website for Miss V the Toy Lady and all of her beautiful toys and everything that deals with me. Tonight's subject, trifling people and appearances. Yes, I'm going to still hit on it. Ladies, worry about how you look. I'm not kidding you. Check, keep your appearance in check. But definitely, make sure you know what's going on with you. If you're not looking right, don't think somebody else is going to care. You know, don't think that, as they say, I know I look good, he going to talk to me. That's a no-go. Also, I want you to know that whenever you have a question for me, and I'm checking questions right now because I always have that person who wants to send in that question at the last minute while I'm on the air, and that is the beauty of having access to some of everything. And with the Ask Ms. V email, you know I'm always open for those questions, and I'm going to give my answers. But one of the questions I did get this week was someone asked me, and I'm going to answer this because my guest has signed off, and I'm going to answer this because you guys are a trip. I've been asked numerous times, why don't I do anal on air and why don't I have a guest live with me? Well, it's not that I won't do anal on air. It's that I think that there's a time and a place and I have not found the proper toy to do anal because anal is, you know, you got to be positioned right for that anal. Am I going to do an anal demo? Yes. As far as having a guest with me, I have been thinking about it. It's one of those things where, I mean, I don't think I would be using too much of my toy if I had a guest here with me, especially during my live demo. But when you guys ask me, and I love some of these questions that I get because I've got asked, what was the last movie I was in? Again, let's get this clear. I don't do porn. I'm not against porn. I love my porn. You know, probably would be doing porn if I wasn't doing this. But I don't do it, and I have nothing against it. So if you happen to see me out in some movie, let me know, because that means somebody had a video camera someplace they weren't supposed to. But no, I haven't done any scenes. There's every now and then a few people who I've interviewed will joke about doing a scene with me. They're jokes, people. Not doing a scene. I'm not doing that. I have too much fun. Plus, I like doing me. But, oh, my God, we're down to the last 10 minutes, and it's thundering and lightning. I love the rain. I know you guys are enjoying it. And I've got a guest in my chat room, and guests, I'm really hoping that you're enjoying tonight's show. my show is different from everyone else because I just keep it real. I try not to go off of a script, but I do try to keep it real. But since I'm getting ready to prepare for that toy demo, I want you guys to sit back and listen to one of my favorite songs while I get prepared for this toy demo, because I want you guys to come with me. And that's right, I got guests in the chat room, and I got people that are just listening, and I want you to be just as relaxed as I'm getting ready to be. So I want you to sit back for a minute, sweetie. I want you to listen to this, and I want you to say all the things you want to do, and I want you to come with me, because when I say come with me, we're going to come together tonight. That's right. You're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. Okay, I know you guys were not ready for that song. Seriously, how am I going to talk about beating up the pussy? Oh, my God, I got my wand. Now, I'm going to tell you some things about this product before I do the demo. And I'm not going to talk too long because I want to give y'all at least a two-minute demo tonight. And when I say 2 minutes, it take me normally longer than that to come. But, you know, guys, now I'm on a time constraint. But this product, the wand, it fits in your hand, and I want you guys to go look at the picture at thetoylady.com. That's D-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y. It's on the homepage. This is the medium one. But for those of you who like the Hitachi and the other wands that I use and the other massagers, this is just another massager. This is the medium one, so this is smaller than what I'm used to, but this one actually looks like the head of a dick, so I kind of like this one. But this is rechargeable. So what I'm going to do is start it up, and I don't know if this is really quiet. This is a Lilo, and the surface is different, but if you hear it, it has multiple speeds. But this has speeds and vibrating and everything else. But what I like about this one is that I get a chance to – the grip is so much different. And, damn, I didn't know how tight my pussy was tonight. Okay. Not used to this. Woo. And You guys know how I do it. You know, I just like to sit back and chill and enjoy myself and play with it. And I'm adjusting my headsets for those of you who are wondering what's going on. To adjust my headset so I could get this just right, because I want to make sure you guys really enjoy what's going on and get the full feel. And like I said, this is one of my favorite toys, and I got it right there on my clit. Yeah, I love my clit stimulated. Okay, you guys have got to get this one. For $150, you got all these different speeds and these different levels. And this is toys. Oh, damn. Pussy's still wet. Sorry about that. I'm a little dripping over here. But it's not only wet, but it's dripping. Oh, shit. I'm take care of some business when I get off the air. But this toy is easier to clean. But remember, you guys, you can always call 646-716-8041. And remember, you're listening to V's After Dark. And I want to thank my guests, and I want to thank everybody for listening and calling in tonight, because you guys know how much fun we have and all our good things that happen. And I want to tell you, have a good evening, people. I want to thank you, everybody, for listening, and I will talk to you next Tuesday. Remember, 9 p.m., Tuesday, July 2nd, on V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Guests, I want to thank you for calling in, for listening.